Here at the IFAM 23rd World Forum, with me right now is Dr. Hannah Carter, Director of Wedgeworth Leadership Institute for Agriculture and Natural Resources at the University of Florida. And Hannah, you were on a panel here talking about engaging talent to feed the world, and really the talents and the skills that need to be developed for the future leaders in the agribusiness industry. Tell me a little bit about what this panel talked about and what kind of, you had quite a full house here, and what kind of questions you got.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate not only being on this panel, but being asked to follow up a little bit. Really, the question is, where are the people going to be who are answering these questions about global complex questions about how do we feed the world, how do we shelter the world, as we heard about this morning, obviously climate change. There's so many issues that are going on here. Where are the folks going to come from that answer these questions, that work on these really, really tough issues? Obviously, we're focused here on our students, because this conference certainly is student-centered. But I think goes beyond the students that are here. It's the students who we haven't captured yet, as I want to say. We heard yesterday that there's a lot of opportunities in agriculture, and we actually can't fill the jobs that are going to be there. So where are we going to find the folks to fill these jobs? And I feel like we need to sell agriculture a little better. Part of the reason I'm here is I'm here representing the Challenge 2050 project at the University of Florida and the College of Ag and Life Sciences. And it's truly to go beyond the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and find students who want to engage on these complex problems but might be working in biomedicine or might be working in engineering or might be working in you name it, outside of the Ag and Life Sciences industries, and showing them that they have a skill set and they have an interest area, again, whether it's engineering or health or whatever, that will help solve these complex world problems. And oh, by the way, one of the biggest happens to be related to agriculture. So what we're finding is students who never have come from a farm background or never really considered ag as an opportunity or a pursuit kind of look at these big ideas and big problems and say, hey, I could play a part in that with what I have an interest in. And so it's really truly getting the word out there that we need to kind of, as I talked about in my panel discussion, is break down the silos and look at students from other disciplines and other areas and show them where their place in agriculture could be.
Well, I know that when Sunny Ramaswamy with USDA spoke yesterday, one of the schools that he highlighted, one of the land-grant universities, was the University of Florida, and how you've expanded your curriculum to try and meet these challenges to grow more students for the agriculture area. How has that changed in the last, you know, decade or so?
I think, and I take a little exception to his remarks yesterday, because he was talking about the non-cognitive skills. And he really focused on leadership, which, again, coming from a leadership background, I was really pleased about. But then when I saw non-cognitive, I was like, are leaders not thinkers? When I saw that up there. But I really see in the last 10 years that the social sciences have really come to the forefront. Obviously, we need the agronomists. Obviously, we need the economists, you know, that are showcased here in this conference. But we also need the folks with those non-cognitive skills, as he spoke about, which I call leadership skills, really working hand in hand with the agronomists, with the economists, with whoever you name it, because we also need the leadership skills. And I think you see that, especially in the last 10 years in the land grant institutions, where there are more programs now in leadership development, in human capacity building, whatever you want to say. It's really giving students an opportunity to augment their education. So you can still get an undergraduate degree in, you know, food and resource economics or ag economics, but you could also get a minor in leadership, or you could get a minor now or a certificate in food security. So it's really showing what we can do to really marry some really interesting degree programs with certificate programs to make more well-rounded students, again, to go out and face these issues.
What do you think about this forum?
I think it's wonderful. This is my first opportunity to be here, and I love the fact that it is truly, it seems to be student-centered, which I really appreciate, but it is also one of the only meetings I've been to that is really partnerships of academia and industry. It doesn't seem like it's strictly an academic setting, which there's nothing wrong with that. I'm from an academic setting, but it's just not talking about the latest and greatest research. It's also talking about industry and industry needs. And so I think it's a wonderful opportunity to come in and not only talk research and education, but also talk about what's going on in the industry.
All right. Thank you very much, Hannah. Here at the iPharma World Forum in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.